with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And what's wonderful stories do you have for us this week?
So 150 years ago, the Bunyip reported on a destructive country fire. The article says, on Wednesday at last, a fire originating with a neighbour's stubble burning inflicted considerable damage on Mr. Purdy's farm at Smithfield, destroying about 100 acres of grass and scorching a wheat heap and injuring some 30 bags and scorching a winnowing machine. We understand that the damage will be made good by the originator of it. Interesting.
Yes, there would have been a court case if there
yeah,
was a court.
Definitely.
They went to court over the most trivial things. So if a cow got into a neighbour's field, they'd take them to court for damage to the stubble. So.
Oh, because the cow went and ate their grass.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, how funny. Yeah.
Some of the court cases from around that time. And these are the ones I've looked at are from Smithfield too. So
yeah.
I haven't come across the name Purdy though. So
I wonder how you could prove how much like grass the cow's eaten.
I think they just left that to the discretion of
yeah,
the judge.
Yeah, wow. Oh, goodness. Far out. Too much time on their hands, maybe.
Yes, I think they do. Although living on the edge and every little penny counted.
Exactly right.
So it was happening 100 years ago.
100 years ago, the paper printed a story on the Liberal candidates at Gawler. It says, on Wednesday evening, the Liberal candidates for Barossa, Honourable W.M. Hague, Minister of Railways, Mr. H.B. Crosby and Sir Richard Butler, opened their campaign in the Gawler Institute Hall. There was a good attendance of electors, and the addresses were listened to with marked attention and interest, and for a period, a considerable amount of interjections.
Obviously, some of the things they were saying were a bit contentious.
Yeah, definitely would have been the Liberal candidates.
Mm.
Yes, because it's quite a Labour area.
Gawler itself was always fairly strongly Liberal.
Okay.
The area around Gawler. So Gawler, until Tony, only had one previous Labour MP.
Interesting. There you go.
And Clark, he was, I should know his name because I've got a book of his in my book. He was originally a primary school teacher at Gawler Primary School,
mm-hmm.
and he was MP for the area, but it was because of electoral boundaries changing, and then they changed.
Right,
the
yes.
It became a safe Liberal seat. So when we moved here, this was a safe Liberal seat.
Oh, there you go.
And then boundary changes, incorporating more of the southern area,
mm-hmm.
and less of the sort of Barossa region, made it a marginal.
There you go. Yes, well, it looked like it was going to change significantly, didn't it? And then
yes,
it backflipped on that.
So it was happening 50 years ago.
50 years ago, a Gawler pickup happened by air ambulance. The article says, on Saturday, for what is believed to be the first time ever, the St. John Aerial Ambulance landed at Gawler Aerodrome to pick up a patient and take him to Kimber. The patient, Mr. H.R. Hogan, had been holidaying with relations in Gawler, during which time he fell and broke his leg. Because of his age, it was felt it would be better to take him by the aerial ambulance to his home at Kimber.
Right.
That's a bad holiday.
Yes, it is. Accidents seem to happen on holidays.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'd never heard of an air ambulance before.
No, I know they do the helicopter pickups.
Yeah.
I don't know if this would have been helicopter or plane.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because 50 years ago, the flying doctors would have been around. So it's interesting that he didn't get taken on
flying
doctor's
doctor service.
Plane, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if flying doctor service came as far south as Gawler.
Okay.
Well, they may not have serviced Gawler because of their proximity to Adelaide.
Maybe not.
So I'd say the air ambulance probably was a helicopter.
Mm. Have to have a look.
Yes, I'm guessing.
Yes. Do some research.
Yes, that would need more research. So what happened 25 years ago?
So 25 years ago, this is a sad one, a husky dog was killed in a vicious attack. The article says a Lewiston family is mourning the loss of a constant companion shot dead on their property last month. Michael Herbst said the family had been devastated by the death of their champion Siberian husky dog Yath Kayid, Ebony Angel, shot at point-blank range on February 18. The vicious attack, which resulted in Yath's death, left another husky slash with gunshot wounds and a third blade with a severe facial wound. That's horrible.
That is just so horrible. I don't understand doing that to any animal.
No.
The fact it's a husky hits me very personally because
yeah.
we had a husky until last year.
Oh, they're such beautiful companions.
They are such beautiful dogs.
They really are. They've got such personalities as well. One of my best friends has a pure white husky. Oh, and she, whenever she leaves him alone at home, she can hear him howling for her.
Howl.
Yeah, yes, he's very vocal. Bark. No, no barking.
Don't bark.
He talks.
Really quiet dog.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. He talks to her like if he gets fed at 6 o'clock every night, and if it's 6:05, like, he'll start. He'll come telling her off like, "You haven't fed me, Mum. I know. I know what time it is."
Yes, say the ow, ow, ow kind of
yes.
thing, but she never barked. And yes, they are a really, and they're a good dog to have in a neighbourhood because they don't upset the neighbours.
Exactly.
By barking or anything.
And so I wonder why these dogs were killed.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't have been allowed.
No, no, they're not a nuisance dog in any way. So, 10 years ago, what was happening?
Well, 10 years ago, growers were on edge. Apparently, thieves stole up to $4,000 worth of tomatoes from a Virginia glasshouse on Thursday night, leaving some growers concerned for the safety of their crops. An unknown number of people entered the Park Road glasshouse between 6 p.m. on Thursday and 8 a.m. on Friday and harvested up to 1 ton of ripe tomatoes, with police believing the fruit was targeted because of its current high price. Detective Sergeant Shane Addison, who is still the local... Inspector, by the way, said the thieves knew what they were doing when harvesting the plants.
They must have. They'd have to. Mm. It's not a theft that you would imagine.
No, and, you know, how did they get away with it? Like,
and
that many.
The tomatoes, unless they're a tomato grower.
Unless it was a competitor and they
mean.
Were short on their own plants and they needed to.
Maybe.
Yeah. But the fact that they were out there, it just goes to show it's so important to have CCTV cameras these days because, you know, the sensor would have picked up on them and they wouldn't have been able to take that much.
I wish my tomatoes were doing that well. My precious don't have a single tomato on them at the moment.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a real shame.
Yes, I've had a few, but not a lot. I'm not a very successful tomato grower.
Oh, you might have to go and see Vidalis. He might give you some tips.
Yes. Well, that's it for this week.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Have a good week.
You too. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. For old life's sun.